This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Just tell me the vision, though. Is the vision, is it twofold? Is it to build a great product, which you're doing, but also to document, as it says here, a startup's bootstrap journey into the seven figures?
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, I think the goal is to do both, right? And they're both sort of intertwined, because if we document that journey, I think that would help bring more people to experience the product, because we're creating great content. That gives us more money to invest in creating a greater product. And we start creating a greater product, we want to share how we built that product with the world by creating that awesome content. So it's like this, I see them very connected. Actually, one more point I'll add about this is, while I was waiting for the platform to be built, and we were building the platform, I was really, really trying to seek out content on the internet or from people that had built businesses from nothing and sold them for seven figures. Now, there definitely is some out there, like the blog for the social media company Buffer is absolutely fantastic for this. They're very brutally transparent about their journey.
Okay.
So I like consumed the whole of that blog, but it wasn't like a very clear bootstrap journey from nothing without getting investment to selling for seven figures. I couldn't find that anywhere, which is why we attempted to fill that gap.
So this is starting from no investors.
Correct. Well, yes. Yeah. Self-funded from the previous outsourced service company, but definitely no six-figure investment.
That's amazing. And again, I'm just explaining to our listeners the detail, and I'll share a link later, but your updates they're very open. As we said, you've got goal updates, you've got goal pyramids, and you show the progress and bugs in the system and what you've learned. And give me a summary of what your goal was with these reports, and they're very detailed.
So the goal, I think, was that there were two. Create great content that could attract people to use the platform, right? Like, someone who's interested in building a business may have a business, and if we can sort of help them on that journey and they grow, they might look to outsource some work to a budget assistant, right?
Right.
So that's number one. Number two is, I'm motivated to do more work in the business if I know that I have to write a blog post about it at the end of the month showing graphs and numbers. And then number three is, like, yeah, is to create that content for the people that are out there, like, not sure if they can do it, like, are scared of failing, to hopefully inspire them to do the same thing.
I feel like the detail of your report is something that would satisfy investors. So that's an interesting approach.
And so I
get that. And I also get you showing it, because as a business owner myself who does have some outsource work and is always dealing with those types of challenges of in-house versus virtual, and I like seeing this side of things. It makes me more confident. So that's great to see.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.